And this is 88.5 KRFY Ponderay. And that was Little Smokies, Mending the Fence. And guess what? They're here in the studios live in the KRFY studios. Five very excited guys who make up the band Little Smokies. Welcome, you guys. Say hi in unison.
Howdy.
Hey.
Hello.
They've been playing out in the other room, and it sounds really good. You're playing at the Hive tonight.
Yep.
And I think that concert starts at 9 o'clock.
Yep. 9 o'clock, doors are at 8.
Okay, it's a party then at the Hive tonight. But we're going to have a chance to hear some of the live music here in the studio. But let's talk a little bit about Little Smokies. You're from Missoula, and you've been doing this for a while, and you just, I don't want to say hit the big time, but you are ready to launch, it sounds like.
We're ready. Launching. It's time. It's time.
Yeah, we all met, I guess, 7, 8 years ago now. We were just talking about this on the drive up at a party. I was 20 years old. Now I'm almost 28. So I met all these guys at a party, and it kind of was a garage band hobby that kind of lost its mind in the shuffle of things. But we started busking and had a lot of push from the general populace in Missoula to kind of take it to some venues. And then we were kind of a bar band, cover band for a long time, and then started writing some originals, and then we entered a couple of these contests, and then sure enough, we're just doing this full time now, traveling around.
We can talk a little bit more about some of the things that have happened recently that are pretty astounding, actually. And did you all know how to play instruments before you met in the garage, or wherever it was?
Yes, we all played instruments in one way or another, but I would say that it's taken the past 7 years or so to get to where we are now, and not only just ability, but also what we like to play. And and also, there's nothing more important than just meshing together as a band, and I feel like that's what the past years have really done for us.
And this is the original group of five. Is that true? Kind of, pretty much?
Yeah. Wow. Whoa. Wow. It is.
Okay, it's a little bit of a reunion. I'm just going to say your name. That talking just now is Cam Wilson. He's on mandolin.
Hey.
We have Scott Parker on big, beautiful stand-up bass.
Yes.
We have Pete Barrett on acoustic guitar. And Andy Dunnigan.
Yes.
On Dobro.
Dobro.
And of course, what's that over there? Banjo.
Yes.
And that's Matt. Hi, Matt.
Cornetti.
Yeah. So you started out in Missoula and just kind of went from there. You've played some big venues. Tell us a little bit about life on the road, because it sounds like the last year or maybe two, things have changed quite a bit.
Yeah. When we started out, we weren't touring at all. You know, this whole touring thing's relatively new for us within the last couple years. Really a lot in the last year. We've been hitting the road pretty hard on 2-3 week tours, you know, here and there, quite a bit throughout the year. So yeah, it's been definitely a kind of a different animal to tame, is life on the road with all these stinky bluegrass musicians. But no, it's fun. It's very fun. It's a whole new way of life that we've all been introduced to. But we're all good friends, and I think that's a huge nuance for touring. So yeah,
it makes a big difference. The whole atmosphere that you create with each other can actually enhance the music you play together. I would imagine that's the magic happens kind of in a place in between.
Yeah.
I would say kind of the best of traditional bluegrass. I'm trying to think, what is progressive bluegrass? It's kind of the traditional instruments with some of the traditional sounds, would you say, mixed with original tunes uniquely interpreted?
Wow, that is really good. We're asked that question a lot, and if you don't mind us using exactly what you just said there, that's about as close as it gets,
yeah,
I would
say.
We might
have to steal that.
you may. I just kind of came up with that this afternoon,
listening
to your music all afternoon and promoting the interview here. But before, what were you going to say,
Matt? I was going to say just that bluegrass music in general oftentimes falls into a very strict genre category where it doesn't change very much, and I think the fact that that we really enjoy keeping it bluegrass feeling, but writing new stuff and kind of pushing the boundaries makes it really fun and new for us.
Can you name a couple things that you've kind of gathered have made the Little Smokies stand out to the point where you are where you are right now, kind of launching?
Original songs?
Yeah, original melodies. Material for sure. Melody, kind of almost pseudo-pop-driven melodies, you know. A lot of it is melody-driven lyrically and, you know, with a focus on songwriting and lyrics, you know, and just branching out from the traditional three-chord restraint that I think traditional bluegrass has, you know. I think there's sort of a... It is kind of boxy, and it gets... a little restricting. Mm-hmm. So it's cool to come out with new stuff. And there's bands really pushing the limit. You know, we get labeled a bluegrass band, which is partially true, but I almost don't think that's fair to say what our sound is. So.
Well, it's either that or the name bluegrass has changed so much that by using it, you're not talking about the old stuff.
You can expect some 80s songs, some 90s songs at our shows, kind of redone in our own way, and... You know, it kind of hits all those genres that we love so much in music, and we just kind of try to tie it all together.
And what about the vocals? It looks like you have four-part harmony. Is that two or three-part?
Three-part, yeah. Mm-hmm. Our fiddle player is not here today, but we three-part harmony, me, Pete, and Jesse. So, yeah, that's always it's a really fun thing. When we started locking that in, it kind of created a whole new atmosphere within the music. And
actually, when we started, Andy Dunnigan over here in Dobro didn't sing at all. And so he kind of came into his own, and that wasn't a part of the Little Smokies. And then he was just gave it a shot one day, and then we're like, whoa, where did that come from? And now he sings the majority of our songs. And so
signature sound.
Yeah, and then these guys have worked really hard at those harmonies, and that's really a big part of bluegrass and also our music.
Found your voice, huh, Andy?
Yeah, somewhere along the way.
Well, I think before we get too much further, I just want to remind the listeners, this is 88.5 KRFY. We're here live in the studios with the Little Smokies, who are playing at the Hive tonight. Ooh. 9 o'clock. Doors open at 8. Concert starts at 9. And anything else you want to say about the concert before we hear your song?
Doors at 8, like you said, show at 9. I think it's $10 to get yourself a spot in there, and we're playing two sets. So
come on out, folks.
Plenty of music. Yeah.
Okay. So Friday. Go ahead.
It's Friday.
Woo! Why not? So, you have a song ready. You're all queued up here with these beautiful instruments. And why don't you tell us a little bit about it briefly and then do it?
So, this is kind of on par with when I first started singing. I guess this is kind of a biographical account of I moved to California for a brief stint to follow a girl down there. So it's kind of my version of Good Will Hunting. But when I moved back to Montana, I started, you know, writing these songs and singing. So this is kind of the account of that. It's called California. Goodbye.
Please remember.
Was Little Smokies. I had to turn down the mics a little bit, you guys. Woo! That was beautiful and that was loud and
we've been
really
in the car
fantastic.
All day.
You got a lot of energy. And speaking of energy, I was just reading in the Reader a description of your music, a unique blend of traditional bluegrass, newgrass, innumerable unique originals, sheer raw energy, and exquisite musicianship. There you go.
Right. That's
I just got a taste of
Who
it.
We paid to write that.
Well, that was from the Reader, so he picked that up, maybe off a website, I think. But, yeah, it was off your website. Wow. It's always fun to stand in a studio hearing music right in your face like that. And great song. You know, that's just a taste of what you're going to be doing tonight. You're going to really kick it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just did. But. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the first originals that we put out on our first album, and that was kind of when we got a taste of wow, making our and writing our own music is really fun. And since then, we've really pushed those limits. So there's been lots and lots of new music and ideas that we've put out since that song.
It sounds like you've really worked hard to. I mean, 7 years, and you know, you've earned it. You earned the band contest winner at Telluride. That's huge, you guys.
Thank you.
You know
yeah,
it,
thank
though.
You.
Yeah.
Well, what was it like standing up on that stage looking out on a crowd of whatever, 10,000?
Right after we won that, we were all walking back to our campsite. We just looked at each other, and we just remembered practicing in the wood shop. In my wood shop is where we used to practice. And we just sit around and just play music on the weekend night. And to look at where we started and to be on that stage looking out over that many people and winning that, it really is one of the things that I'm sure that I'll be proud of the most that I in my entire life. You know, it'll be up there.
It's just, I think there's really a whole lot more to come, because next year at Telluride Bluegrass Festival, you're going to be standing on the stage with all kinds of folks probably have influenced you in many ways.
So many ways. Yeah.
And some of the other past winners of the Telluride Bluegrass Band Competition winners, I know Nickel Creek.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dixie Chicks. Yeah.
Green
Sky Bluegrass. Yeah.
So, one of the things that stands out with your music is kind of the real tight sound you've got. And I think that probably has come about from all those nights and days in that garage.
I didn't say it'd start that way. Yeah. You know, and I also feel really strongly that, you know, the practice and the musicianship are hugely important. But also just being able to travel together, hang out together, mesh as a band is almost equally important. You know, mm-hmm. it's really hard to get on the stage if there's any sort of, you know, personal issues. And we just get along so well and travel so well. And it just makes you want to, you know, just keep sticking together and look across the stage and see your buddy playing and be like, oh, I want to make him sound as good as he can on this one. You know, it's such a team effort and you really rely on each other. And you have to be able to hang out day in and day out. Practice, and that's really been a really important thing with this band.
Mm-hmm. One of the things 5 years ago, or maybe even probably 5 years ago, I heard from some folks in Missoula. Oh, there's this band, Little Smokies. They're just the best. They're beyond the original Missoula bands that come out of Missoula. But they're going somewhere, is what I heard. And something about the combination of you guys, just, you know, everyone else works hard too. Yeah, to be in a band, but your sound has got it.
Thank you very
much. Thank you so much.
I'm sincere. I hear a lot of bluegrass. I go to festivals. So
cool. That means a lot.
Good job, you guys. And I think we want to hear another song. This, by the way, is 88.5 KRFY, and we're live in the studios with Little Smokies, the band from Missoula. And they're tuning up their instruments because they're going to play us another live song. And they're also playing tonight at the Hive. Doors open at 8. Tickets are available at the door. I am absolutely sure of that.
Yes.
And
this is a song called "The Gallery." We wrote this in Fort Collins, Colorado, on tour. One of those, you know, after a gig, we are kind of sitting around at this old art gallery. So this is kind of spooky song with some redeeming qualities.
This is Little Smokies Gallery, live in the studios of 88.5
KRFY. All right. Let's do it.
1, 2, 3, 4. They speak in cracks and creaks.
Okay, well, that was a great song and definitely an original.
Yeah,
definitely an original.
That's fabulous. You guys, oh my gosh. So you're playing tonight at the Hive. We just have a few more minutes because we want to go out with your other song called Decades.
Yeah.
And that's a six-minute song, so we have a few, half a minute to talk a little bit more.
Tell us
about the concert tonight and go ahead.
It's our first time playing here. We've heard great, great things about this venue, and we are so excited. Doors open up at 8, show starts at 9, $10 tickets coming out, folks. There'll be bluegrass, there'll be covers, there'll be originals, everything you want to hear. 5 acoustic instruments.
Really hot band, that's all I can say.
Literally.
Thank you so much. It's warm in here, that's why I like it in this studio. It's always warm. And thank you for coming up to the studio.
Thank you, Susie. Thank you, Susie.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And just a shout out to the fact that you're welcome back. Maybe you come back and do a KRFY benefit concert.
Love to. At the Canada or something.
Yeah. But tonight it's at the Hive, and it's the doors open at 8. And this is the band to see. This is Little Smokies, and you're listening to 88.5 KRFY. We're going to go out with one of their songs called Decades. You don't want to say anything about it?
Just enjoy it.
Yeah, it's the first song on our first album. It's kind of an ambiguous song, so it's like a series of vignettes, so interpret as you will.
And congratulations on winning the Telluride Bluegrass Band Competition.
Thank you so
much. Good job, you guys. Have fun tonight.
Thank you.